Hello, hello.
Hi. Oh, hold on.
It's so nice to see your face. How are you?
Beautiful. I'm
Oh,
fine.
so do you. You're so shiny. You're like light being.
So good. I am so looking forward to this. So, and I'm sorry the exchange rate was such that I sent $50, but it came out as 40
No,
real.
that's fine. That's fine. I'm so happy. I'm honored that you asked me, and I just hope I do the best job
Oh,
possible for you.
you will. It's just, you said if you want a reading with me, look down at the bottom. I thought I do want a reading, so that's why.
So that's a good commercial hit, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you should offer your services because people do hear it. That's great. Okay, so let's start.
Okie
I'm just gonna go into it and then we can chat after if you have any bit of extra time. Your mic's cutting out a little bit. For now
All
it's
right, so if I sit up straight and talk like this.
So I can hear you now, but if you sit back, I don't hear you. But that's fine. You can sit back and relax. I'll do the talking and then you can come in afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. So just to affirm that we've got 100,000 angels surrounding us now, as well as our beautiful guides, the south, the west, the north, the east, Pachamama and Father Sky. And God, I thank you so much that Janalyn is here receiving a channeled message from you all. I feel so honored. I wish to be a clear, neutral channel and to bring forth the highest, most loving, most appropriate guide and message of love for Janalyn. Thank you, thank you, thank you for you all to be here. So I can see Jesus, I can see Mary Magdalene, Archangel Michael, Pachamama is here, Mother Earth Gaia, and Mary. And then there's many other tag-alongs that are here too. So I'm just gonna see who wants to speak first. Greetings, I am here and I love you. This is I, Archangel Michael, and I come to you to remind you that you are divinely protected, healed, and aligned. You are surrounded by a beautiful team of warrior angels at this time. You do not need to fear. Everything will work out for the highest and best good. Please let any worries give them over to God. Let go of anything that is in your mind that is holding you back from expressing your divine inner magic. Your voice is important and it must be heard at this time. We feel the fear that is in your heart or sadness that we are going to clear out now. And around your throat. As Archangel Raphael is coming in to help with that. And Mary is stepping forward right in your heart, just placing her hands there and just holding you. And I'm hearing the words ancestral healing. I'm just going to let that infuse for a second. Receiving the grace of God now, as you know how to access it and you give it to many, sometimes forgetting to give it to yourself. Jesus comes forth now to speak to you. He is here to remind you of his light shining upon you at all times. Okay, he's coming straight in. I am here and I love you. This is I, Jesus Christ, and I want you to know that you are on the Christic path. Feel the light as it is coming into your crown now. This is your place, this is your role, this is your divine work to work with me. You know this already. I am guiding you and I'm holding your hand for this transitional period that you have been traversing, moving through, moving deep into as well, is just part of the journey. You can detach and take the eagle's eye view and relax into knowing that it is taken care of. Ooh. He's around your throat now. It's a big ball of light. There are many guides willing to come forward and many animal spirits around you at this time. You have a divine mission to channel and share these messages with others. I'm seeing French, they're saying French as well. It would be important for you to trust that you have what it takes to put yourself out there more and do not shy away from this because as you are in your divine time now, you can share more with the others, with others. It often happens when you feel that you have a beautiful, I see the word in French, élan. That you want to share it with many, and then something will happen that will stop you in your progress. And this has been happening on and off all year and even last year as well. So this is part of the process, and we want to remind you that you are doing a good job of it. We wish now to answer any questions you have, and in the meantime, we are also working on so I see your digestive system, so mostly your small and big intestine, and maybe your pancreas or gallbladder. I don't know which one's which, so I can see that area anyway, and then the solar plexus. So they're sort of working out all of that. And let's see if there's anything else. Yeah, they're showing me definitely something around your heart, like something that's kind of really, I don't know. I'll just answer your questions and then see if we can help further because I don't want to go down the my mind's path. So yeah, let me know. Is there anything that resonated for you and anything that you want to ask them, beyond this point, what they can help you with?
Yes, well, they answered everything that I've been, thinking about. It's like, oh, what are the steps that I take? Do I get enough readings, about three a week that I love, and then, they don't have to work very hard
Yeah.
to say, here, come get a reading or whatever.
That's so good.
Well, it is good. It is, but I do always feel the push to continue to teach channeling, and I resist, and because that's a big responsibility too when you do, because they always want to follow on, and it's like, well, I didn't really want to organize groups and circles to so that people can get together and channel for one another,
So,
but.
what is it you do want to do then? Is there something that, because I think I didn't see so much teaching, because when you say that, it sounds like it's intense for you, but more like sharing, like in a different way. I feel like there's definitely the channeling that you do already, but there's a different thing that may be more fun for you.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't know exactly what that would be yet. I love channeling just as you do. And And I love the connection with the divine. So that's it. So I'm listening.
What I'm getting is, would you want to come and channel on my channel?
Sure.
In French, because
Oh gosh, that's scary, but oh yeah, well.
I mean, it could be both English and French, but there was a kind of, oh yeah, that would be so fun, but maybe it's daunting for you, I don't know.
Not really. I just
Yay.
make lots of mistakes because I'm not a native French speaker,
Yeah.
but quand même.
Yeah,
Yes, think about that. We'll put
come
that
on. Okay.
over here and take a look.
There's
One
an
of,
invite anyway.
thank you. So he did, they did address. So last at the end of 2023, I had some major panic attacks. Thought I
Wow.
was having a heart attack.
Well, okay.
Okay. And it was just a lot that went on in my life. And so then I had to go on medication and got it squared out. Now I'm off, just going off
Wow, amazing.
medication. Yeah. So it was a bridge, but it was, there's the heart connection, I believe, because
Yeah, it's very
it,
strong.
well, it was so, yeah. And it was so scary. And one of my questions was, I'm done with anxiety, and I would like it to be done. And I guess my question is, Jesus, am I done?
Yeah, so that's where they said earlier, they already answered it. They're saying you have to, every time you feel anxiety, you send it to us. And
Okay.
the other thing I'm doing at the moment is breath work. So it's 15 minutes in and out through your nose, and you let your nervous system sort it out. So you have an intention to go by. You just set the intention like, I want to feel absolute deep inner peace. And then your body starts working it out, like the God force through your body with your breath. And if you want, I can send you one that I have for my channeling group, because it just allows the anxiety to just be heard and seen and then pass through. And when I was doing it, I saw a lot of, my being in my mum's womb, my mum and my dad meeting, all these things that even before I was born that I was carrying in my nervous system. So that's what I'm saying. Do you want me to still channel from Jesus, or does that answer your question? Do you have another one?
No, that's very good. That's excellent. Well, I will ask this one. I had to cancel a trip to walk the rest of the Camino because of an ear infection. They wouldn't let me fly, and I've been having trouble with that ear. And
Which one
so
is that? So
it's
you're
left. It's
left.
the left ear. Yeah. And I'm same thing. It's like, let's please not let that happen again.
Yes,
It
yes.
was the day of our flight. I had to cancel it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
okay, I'll send Jesus through because he's answering already. This was divine timing. Do not worry. This will take place at a later time. This was very important that you do not move at that time. Your ear was the intuition hearing us. We were communicating through your ear, telling you it's not the right time. It's not the right time. And then we had to insist with a more physical manifestation. This did, as well as the heart conditions, upset your belief system. There's I'm seeing it in your solar plexus. They're showing me, and it's kind of like it's connected to the throat. There's a little bit of anger, and kind of doubts really strong. Like it's like, oh, can I trust? Or like it's pressure, and they're showing me my back, and they're saying it's this is very far back. Like this is a karmic thing. It's funny, when I said karmic, I heard Camino, so this is linked to that pilgrimage. Okay, so let's see. It's just gonna, they're clearing it out. This is a past life connection. It's linked to Jesus, Mary, and the Christic path, the Christic way as well. There's something about walking for Christ. And you were a man in that lifetime. You were not a woman, you were a man. And there was a deep sense of désarroi, despair. And you were French. Confirming. Oh, wow. So what I'm hearing is you set off on the path because you were having difficulties in a relationship, and there was a feeling, a deep sense of not feeling good enough. And you called out to God. There was a direct request to God, and there was a sense of God being not helping. And I'm seeing, they're saying there's that so the death was linked to the heart failure or some sort of heart palpitations. I can feel my breath going. And you died on the path of the Camino and all alone. There was a real sense of alone, alone, not even with God, not even with spirit animals, not even with a partner, anything. There's just a deep sense of alone, being alone. So I'm just going to connect into him and just ask what he needs. And I'm hearing, but it's very vague, but it's like if only I knew I was not alone, then it would be okay. It would be okay. So it's like a needing of proof of something that can only be proved through yourself, like the trusting. It's like act as if it is, and then it will be. And there's like that's the thing I was expecting outside of him when the quest was within. Ooh, okay, we're just gonna release his soul. Let's see if he's willing to go to the light. Archangel Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, please be here. Jesus in the middle, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, thank you. And that part of you is coming back. So it's like the part which is healed. And it's. It's not there yet. I can feel it's still processing, but it's. I'm asking, what is the part that we're bringing back? And it's the idea of being alone or not being one with all is absurd. So it's deep, deep unity. And they're showing me that when you were a little girl, this is what you felt often. I'm seeing a kind of, it might be the wrong scene, but they might be just giving me these images. But it's like you on a bed and kind of looking out the window or just feeling a sense of alone, feeling alone, like you're on your own planet kind of thing. Hey, sorry, this is just taking. This is where I know I'm more a healer than a channel because this is what I do daily is healing work. Okay. So it's like he's kind of coming up from the sort of wounded warrior up to the kind of masculine, trusting. Loyal, faithful, divine masculine energy. And Michael's saying you can trust that's within you now. You have this warrior. It's funny because I picked cards as well, and I picked Athena, and she's the warrior, so that's funny. I feel that soothing the heart, plexus, solar plexus. Oh, well. And it's taking away the worry, the anxiety. So it literally, they're saying, you don't ever have to worry again. So that was your ask. That was what you wanted. So they're delivering. And it will take 28 days to integrate his energy. So you're going to have to communicate with him, but I'll show you that afterwards. So it's not necessarily him, they're telling me, just to make that clear. So the part, the soul part that was left there on the Camino. I wonder why now you wanted to go back so bad, makes sense. Okay. And they're saying the quest, this is the quest where your quest is gonna turn inwards even more, even though it's always been inwards, but it's like the search of self and the heart and just being with that. It's like, oh, I'm unified. I am unified. That would be the affirmation. I am unified. Wow. Okay, and this is then they're showing me where this goes back to star nations. So a star beings, being from the stars. And so they're just saying, validate that within you. You're from the stars. You know you've incarnated before on Earth, but you're from the stars. And this is where it all becomes one. So yeah, I'm hearing like some big animal moving, might be a deer or something, or a sanglier, a wild boar. And that's again, they're saying animals are so important for you. That's
They are. They're
yeah,
very important for me.
that's it. And they're saying the spirit of an animal. Is there one animal that came to you today or something you thought of?
Horses always.
Horses. Okay, so like you might do this already, but there's something I practice in my shamanic work, which is when I feel a need for something, I ask which animal spirit would can help me with that, and then I hear whatever animal comes, and then I start imitating the sound of that animal,
Oh.
and it's like, the horse, and I've done it so many times for physical illnesses, like sort of upset tummy, headache, and it always works, almost immediately works for me. And it's like they just come in and soothe in that way. So you can try whatever feels right, and it might seem weird for other people around you, but
Don't care.
yeah, perfect. So, is there one animal, the horse maybe, but I feel there might be another animal for the ear, like something like a little. It's funny because I was seeing a dragonfly, but then there's like a little. But the eagle came in the cards, and maybe a messenger like that that you can call upon. Maybe the eagle to lift you up at times when you need to just go, soar up really fast. Like, eagle, take me up. And then you can just feel the eagle's wings and like looking down on the problem. Okay, Jesus, is there anything else? No. Okay, they've sorted that. So it'll probably still work for a little bit. Do you have any other questions?
No, this is, you're a healer.
Yes.
You are a healer.
It's so the past life healing is what I do mostly like 90% of the time. That's really where they take me. And that's what I dreamt of when I was a little kid. So I think that's why. Let me see if they have anything else to say. Mary Magdalene is coming. I'm so happy to be with you at this time. I am here and I love you deeply. You know that you have great work to achieve, and there is a, I'm hearing the word in French, plumeau. Il faut écrire maintenant ton livre. C'est important pour toi de le faire parce que tu es amoureuse des mots et ceci est quelque chose qui te donne du plaisir. Écris ton histoire, ta vie, les expériences de toi-même et de tes clients, le channeling, comment cela t'a aidé dans ta vie et laisse venir tous ces mémoires à travers de l'écriture automatique canalisée, car tu sais le faire, c'est facile pour toi, c'est jouissif pour toi et ne sous-estime pas ta médecine. Ta médecine est très importante pour le monde. Tu es dans la phase de ta vie de la femme sage. Et cette femme sage, sage au nom de wise, pas sage en français.
J'ai compris.
Et il est important pour toi de partager ceci avec beaucoup plus de monde que tu le fais aujourd'hui. Ceci ne demande pas un effort. Ceci demande un alignement parfait pour toi. Si les choses ne sont pas jouissives, ce n'est pas bon pour toi. Le travail qu'il faudra fournir pour produire ce livre sera jouissif. Sinon, ce ne sera pas aligné. C'est à toi de le faire avec ton cœur et de ne pas laisser le doute t'envahir. Affirme que tu es une femme médecine, un canal de lumière, une messagère de Marie, Jésus, moi-même et tous les autres guides, Archange Michael, et affirme que tu fais partie de notre constellation. Tu n'es pas exclu au moindre ou séparé, tu fais exactement partie de qui nous sommes. Tu es fait partie de la tribu. Et c'est pour ça que ton affirmation aujourd'hui, c'est I am unified, je suis unifiée, parce que sans toi et ton travail et ton héritage, le monde sera moins brillant. Donc, s'il te plaît, pour toi et les générations futures, ne te sous-estime pas et mets en lumière toute ta sagesse et ta médecine que tu portes en toi à travers ces vies, cette vie et les vies précédentes. Est-ce que tu as une question pour nous? Ne te fie pas à l'heure, Akasha s'en fout. Juste si tu veux poser une dernière question, mais il peut en avoir plusieurs d'autres aussi.
Ah non, je n'ai plus de questions,
OK.
mais j'accepte avec grand plaisir ce que tu m'as dit. Et puis,
Wow.
je suis vraiment émue, et je le sens au cœur.
Wow.
Ça, c'était éblouissant, j'ai dit.
There was like a picture there of Mary giving you a book, like that's handing you the book to write in it. It was so beautiful, like a kind of legacy of that feminine lineage. And it's making me cry. It's just,
Crying too.
it's so important. It's so important. And you're important, and your work's important. And they're really like, the time it takes is right. It doesn't matter if there's upsets in the road, like they were saying about Betsy, she got cancer because she was in a bad relationship. And, She was not trusting, and I think we all have gone through trials. I did the channeling boost class. Did you do one with them recently?
Did I do one? You froze for just a
Oh,
moment.
sorry. Betsy had a channeling booster class. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, did you do it?
Yeah, I did one, and so
I'm going to do one too. Yes.
yes. Oh, I wish we were together. That would have been so fun.
I know it.
But
Was it
no.
wonderful? Was it a wonderful
It
class?
was, it was. It was triggering in one way for everyone because everybody would came in, but the one of the message that hit everyone was you've all been having a difficult time in at this time. And everyone commented on that comment and they said that felt true and I felt alone with it. And I feel like sharing that with you because it's kind of like that's, I think, where the guides come in often to say, look, it's not because you're going through hardship that devalues what you're doing or your message or whatever, do you know? And I think that's so important that, I mean, in the group, we were all channels and, it was kind of like, just do your work, it's time. So I feel you're included in that message.
I do feel like I get that all the time. I'm just like,
Yeah.
but do I have to learn new technology? Why do I have to
No, you don't. You just come on my show. I'll send you a link. Just join. It would be so fun as well because we can do it in French and English.
Duolingo.
Sorry, what?
It would be Duolingo.
Yeah, Duolingo. Yeah. That would be so cool. No, but and another thing I felt after those channeling groups was how much everyone was expressing the same things and doubt and stuff. And then it was like, we need to join up more and come together because I feel
Yeah.
like we'll be so much stronger. So that's I was thinking today of maybe sending out a message in the channeling group on Facebook and saying, hey guys, do you want to meet up or should we do a monthly meet up and channel for each other or something like that?
Well, that's one of the things that I had written down too. It's about organizing, because I have some friends who I've taught channeling to who are wonderful, but they want to go farther and practice. But it's a matter of setting it up. If I could
About
just show up,
practicing. Yeah.
I'll be fine. But do I have to set it all up? Well, I didn't want to learn that. I want to do more fun things with my life than have to delve into the wonderful technology. It's
Yeah,
just
yeah.
secretary.
Oh
So
yeah, that sounds, oh my God, maybe we should do a course together or something.
how to
I'm
do
good on all the technology side and it takes time, but I'm good at it. So that's not a problem. And yeah, it's so fun collaborating with people, I think. It's just brings a sort of stronger energy because you like Betsy was with Buga. I don't know if you know Buga.
Yes, I know Buga.
Okay, so she was kind of complementary to Betsy, and so that was interesting because her energy is completely different to Betsy's energy. So it was kind of like, there's just, and she was keeping the clock and she was doing the sort of, admin kind of, and
Oh,
Betsy,
Buga was okay.
yeah. So it was interesting for that. So maybe this is a new start, but yeah, just to come back to that, I am unified, and the thing they said about the past life, was there anything there you wanted to share or?
I did. That sounds correct. I do have, and since I was a little girl, felt alone, and I would have nightmares that somebody would break in and kill my dad,
Wow.
and then we were totally alone. We're just, I do. I
Okay.
have carried some of that sadness and not knowing what it is, because I'm not alone. I mean, I live with
Yeah.
people. And I don't feel like I'm abandoned. However, when those panic attacks arose,
Yeah.
those were horrible. And
Yeah.
you're like,
Yeah.
Where are you, God? Where are you? But you
Yeah, you
can't.
can't access. Yeah.
Uh-uh,
My mum had a load of them at one point when she went through a big breakup. So she explained to me, and then my brother had them when he stopped smoking weed. And it's like, yeah, I haven't had that experience, but it sounds horrific.
Good. I'm glad you haven't had that experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish it on
Yeah.
anyone. But you can, with breathing. That was, and I would like to see
Yeah,
that.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, and therapy. You have to go through cognitive therapy.
Absolutely. And they're saying, it can be easy as well. The sort of, this is what they keep showing me. It can be easy. You can change your mind. I went to Joe Dispenza, in February. And so started meditating like a lunatic.
I didn't know you went to Joe Dispenza in February.
Yeah, just for a weekend, but it was really good. And he was like, if you really believe that your thoughts create your reality, would you not wake up every morning and really create your life? And I was like, duh, yes.
Duh. Yes.
So it's like I keep having to do this shift where it's like, what am I creating here? And Sophia, same, because she'll have stuff, and I'm like, look, this is not working for you. Don't create this. This is the old story. This is the old story. So.
Well, I was talking to someone yesterday who was complaining about doctors, and he doesn't like his doctors and blah blah. And I was like, "You well," I said, "Well, you need to send." This was at a dinner party. I said, "Ask Angel Michael to go ahead of your appointment there and make it all straight." And then it dawned on me when I get the card from Jesus that says, "Ask and you will receive." Well, he's asking for the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's
Always
it.
ask and you will receive. So.
Yeah, that's it. And with the breath work, again, I had an aha move moment about that where they like it, focus on your intention. And because I'm a healer, often I'll be like, what is the problem? Instead of saying, I want this, I demand this. So it's like, why am I not having more financial success? Or why is my relationship breaking up? And it's like, no, ask. I demand the perfect partner. I demand to be financially free. It's like, and I think that's where therapy for me is good to an extent, and then it can get,
Repetitive. It's like a circle.
you're recreating the story. And Joe Dispenza, I think, explains that so well, because he's like, you've got to change your personality. And it's like you got to get out of that feeling that's not working. And it's kind of like a court circuit, you have to just stop it in the motion and be like, oh no, shit, that's not the what I want to create. I want to create that. But when you're addicted to those patterns, it's hard,
It is. And we pass them to our kids, or you learned it
Oh
from
my God, that's the
example. You heard it from your mom. So.
Oh gosh, that's the worst. The children just they're the worst mirror and the best. It's so crazy. I'll read you the cards that I wrote, though. So
Good.
you got the King of Fire, motivational, idealistic, ambitious, and charismatic.
Oh, I know these cards. Are these Doreen Virtues
Yeah,
cards? I love them. I love them.
they're really
And
good.
I
These
love
are thick.
that deck.
Mine
I
are.
love that deck.
They're a bit damaged because they keep
Yeah.
getting wet. They just love water. I don't know why they keep spilling water on them. Anyway, focus, focus, focus. Communicate with vision and be a leader. Advice from someone creative. Be a leader.
You.
The magician, Archangel Raziel.
You're
See?
ready.
The medicine, your divine medicine, you're a healer. You are ready. You have the resources or the ability to manifest them. Life is magical. And then you got 10 of Earth. So, Ten of Pentacles.
Very happy family life.
Yeah, financial security, finding magic in the little things in life. That's one of the
Nice.
best cards in there. And then you got the Warrior from my deck,
Well, I love your
Athena.
deck, Athena.
So that's really like leader again. And then from Colette Baron-Reid's Animal Spirits,
I love
it's
her.
hawks. Yeah, love her.
You know, I was going to say hawk as well. When you were talking about eagle, I was like, you know, I see hawks here all the time, right outside.
Wow, yeah, and we have them here. I saw an eagle when I was in the US, but I didn't but we have hawks, yeah, here. Like buzzards, is that kind of like a hawk for you? Like buzzards or
I see a lot of buzzards, but I'm
it's
always then
different.
concerned. It's different because then I'm like, okay, what animal has been run over, right?
Yeah.
Buzzards are after, they're carrion.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But I see a lot of hawks and they talk to me. So,
That's it. So it's not ego, so the one you call, you talk to you in your ear, maybe.
maybe so. Maybe so.
I'll read you this one. Wait, 32. Da, da, da. Okay, so flying high above the landscape, the hawk sees both the big picture and the small details, observes the rain and the pond as well as the cloud, and doesn't miss anything. When hawk spirit arrives, you are called to pay close attention to messages from spirit that can appear anywhere in any form. Listen to your intuition and keep your eyes open for synchronicities, the meaningful coincidences. Hawk spirit asks you to not dismiss the signs that spirit is sending to guide you. Lately, have you been hearing the same word or song or coming across the same symbol here, there, and in the strangest places? Perhaps you hear a song on the radio with just the right lyrics pertaining to your query, or you begin to notice uncanny billboards, license plates, or other places where repetitive numbers, that's funny because we saw 111 222 444 999 777 today with Sophia. Numbers or words show up for you to notice. Pay attention to the animals that appear for you and connect with their symbolism. Spirit wants to communicate and reaches out again and again. When hawk spirit appears, it is a sign to listen.
Okay, thank you.
With
Thank
pleasure. Do you have a last question or anything else you want to
you. No,
know?
this has been wonderful. And I'm gonna,
Oh.
we've gone way over, so I'm gonna send you
No,
some.
don't,
Yes, I can.
no, you can't. I really
Yes, I
wanted to
can.
chat with you. No, don't. Just come on my channel. I will sort something out if you're willing. And we'll do like a live or something where people can channel or ask questions. Would you be into that?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can ask questions. I'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want them to all hang up from your channel then with no, we
Never.
Asha only.
I have had that before and it's annoying, but no, in this case, I feel it's like, oh, Jesus, spirit is so nice. I think it would be really good fun.
You channeled my original team of light, who I is Jesus, Mother Mary, and Archangel Michael. They
Oh,
originally,
really? Oh, well,
that's
they
what
came in way before, like now. They were like, hello,
we're
hello,
coming, we're
hello.
coming. I know that's who, yeah. See, I've got
So, who? Jesus,
Mother Mary,
Mary, and Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael. I could, this is,
Wow. That's nice. And the
yeah.
white rose as well.
Oh yes, that's somebody, one of my clients did that as a
Wow.
symbol of, you know, Mother Mary after we did a reading. So
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's so nice. Well, I feel that things are gonna just be pushing you towards doing stuff, but with joy. So that's the, you know, so it's just like, you know, and they're saying about the book, do that, because even if it's like a small book, like, do you know The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Covelshin? Oh, you'd love that book. Okay,
Oh.
so you can listen to it on YouTube as well. The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. And she, I think, was a predecessor, how do you say that word?
Predecessor.
Yeah, to Neville Goddard.
Oh, Neville. Okay.
Yeah, Neville. Yeah, so she, I think, was before him and inspired him, I'm not sure, but or around the same time anyway, so like beginning of the 20th century. But they you'll love that book. It's really cool, and it's all about Jesus as well. I forgot, but yeah, so it's like she just says her word and then it becomes. So people would go and consult her, and she would just say a prayer and a word, and then things would just materialize. So, yeah, so cool. You'll love that book. It's one of my favorite books. I have it in my handbag all the time, and it's not big and it's really simply written. And that's what I'm not saying that's what you need to do, but it could just be a first step into, I'll publish it on Amazon, maybe. I mean, I know Amazon are not great, but you can get it published easy on there, and you just call in the right person, like your daughter's friend or someone who's going to be like, oh, I know how to do that, let me do it for you. Or it's
Right.
like that's what they're asking you, to see it as easy.
Good.
But now that that piece has shifted, I feel that it's going to be like much easier to contemplate.
Good. Good. Yeah, if it came up, it has, it's coming up for to be healed.
Yeah, that's it. And I think once you just see yourself really as a teacher, medicine woman, channel, and someone that needs to leave a legacy.
Leave a legacy, right?
That's really, it's like then there's quiet. There's like, it's almost like you needed the guides to validate that through someone else. Do you know that you're
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
important? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I know it, but they're telling you to confirm. Okay, lovey. So lots of love. I'll send you the recording by email.
Oh,
And then
this
if
is.
you can download it and tell me when you've got it downloaded so I can erase it from my,
Okay.
yeah, the way it runs out, if not.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask that Archangel Michael cut any cords that need to be cut across all time, space, dimension, and reality. That Jana Lynn be cleansed, healed, aligned, anchored, rooted, protected. It's fine because I say this in French all the time. So. Je demande qu'elle soit nettoyée, purifiée, alignée, enracinée à travers tout temps et espace pour son plus grand bien, tout ce qui doit se fasse dans la plus grande lumière possible. Et je demande que tout ce qui nous appartient pas retourne à la lumière avec amour et compréhension. Et je remercie tous les guides qui ont été là, Archange Michael, Raphaël, Uriel, Gabriel, Marie, Jésus, Marie-Madeleine. Les autres guides, il y en a que je connais pas les noms. Et tout ce que j'oublie, merci, merci, merci. Thank you. And may you
Beautiful. You did a
always.
job. Thank you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thanks for putting your trust in me. I feel very deeply honored, honestly. And yeah, please. Let's stay in touch.
Yes, let's do. And if you make a circle, a Facebook circle for channels to help each other, include me.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Definitely. Because I think that from the feeling is there was many people in the same position that I think we could really strengthen our work in general, but also, like, I don't know, it feels like it would kind of just be way stronger as a collective.
I
So,
agree. I
yeah.
agree.
And I think maybe Betsy was the same, like not having the energy to continue her radio show or whatever. And just those kind of life things, but I think it's maybe coming back around now.
For her.
See. Well, I hope she, I mean, me and her are really, really close. I bet you guys are too, no, are you? Do you
Yes,
talk
we're
a lot?
close.
Yeah, me too. Like, we talk a lot in private messaging, and she's always like, oh, come and see me. And I'm like, so I feel like she'll just be like, yeah, let's do it,
I think so.
would be cool. So we'll have to find a way where it works out. But I know for her, the technology side is really daunting. So,
Yeah.
we'll see. Anyway, lots of love. Love you so much and take care. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell Sophia good night.
Yeah. Do you want to see her quickly? Should I go and get her?
I
Would
would
you?
love to meet
Yeah.
her.
Okay, I'll go and get her.
Yeah.
Because I said Jenalyn might want to meet you, and she was like, that's okay. So I'll go and get her.
Good.
Sophia? Sophia? She channels and she opens. I should share her personal too. Here, wait, she's coming. Come and say hi, sit on my knee.
Sweet
Oh,
girl.
this is
So
Cosmo.
kitty catcher.
This is
Sophia,
Janeline.
so nice to meet you.
And so Janeline, she's a French teacher and a channel, and she comes to France quite a bit, and she knows you since you're quite little through channelings.
Little since you were two or three, probably. She got three. So,
I think so. Yeah.
how old are you now, Sophia?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh my goodness. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You're
She got a new
welcome.
jumper today, this sweater. So she's very
Kitty.
happy
Oh, I
with
like that. Hello, Kitty. Oh, I
it.
like it a lot. Have you seen, let's see, what is it? K-pop? Have you seen K-pop? That's right. So
Yeah,
I just.
yeah. On Netflix, the new one. The
Yes.
you
Yeah.
have a granddaughter, is that?
I have a granddaughter and I have a grandson who's 9 who's really loves lots of girl things. You
Oh,
know,
cool.
he's yeah, so
So the K-pop hunter, yeah,
he
demon
is a
hunter.
K-pop demon hunter person. He introduced me to that. And but
Yeah.
it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we love the songs and we sing them in the car, and Sophia knows loads of the dances.
Do you? Oh my gosh. But it's, yeah, it's, so I do have a granddaughter and she's 4. So I haven't introduced her really to the, I guess it would be appropriate for her at age 4. I
Maybe.
didn't.
I don't.
Ivy watched it.
Yeah, Ivy, we have. So my brother has a daughter called Ivy, and she's 5, and she watches it. But I don't know if I would have showed her when she was 4. Do you think
Yeah.
you watch that? I don't think so. Yeah, because it's a little bit scary at times. There's some
Are scary things,
scary
yeah.
bits. Yeah. But it depends. Sometimes the little ones get dragged in with the older ones, and they just
Oh,
have to deal with
have
it.
to deal with the nightmares
Yeah,
that
traumatizing. But yeah, so that's
Sophia, do
similar Aiden.
you start school soon?
Yeah,
In
in
a week?
that's chamomile.
How many weeks?
Just less than 2 weeks now. She goes back on the 1st of September.
Oh gosh, how fun. Public school.
Yeah, public French school. With a crazy Trunchbull-esque directrice that's really crazy, isn't she? But her teacher's nice, but the directrice is that she's crazy.
Yeah.
How is she crazy?
She shouts on you a lot. Lots of people said to me that she locked someone in a cupboard. But I
Oh
don't
no.
think true.
I
I don't
don't think
think
she couldn't do that. I mean, that's against the law.
that's true. No, it's not true. She's just emotionally handicapped, I think. She doesn't respond in a way
She
that's
can't
normal,
unbend her
but
husband. Oh.
a lot of the French people. Oh, she's gone to get Cosmo. This is our little doo-doo.
No, I see. I remember Cosmo too. Oh, there he goes. Okay. Well,
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
I should let you go. And Sophia, thanks for coming to say hello. Oh,
Yeah,
God.
she's a very proud American, you know, because her dad's American.
Yes.
So she's really proud. And we went to Denver and Portland this summer. So we've just
Yes.
come back from America, and she wants to move to America,
You
don't you?
do. Well, you need to come visit us in Texas.
Yeah, I really want to come to
I live
Texas.
in Texas, but don't come in the summertime. You'll have to come during Christmas break or something because
It's too hot.
so
Yeah.
hot.
Yeah, it's been crazy hot here too. It's just gone cooler today, thank God.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All
Not
right, you
so
two. Sleep well.
love.
Bisous,
Bisous,
bisous.
bisous. Bye.
So much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.